Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
And the Lord began to call me, and I tried to resist it. The devil is a lie. You know, you're rebuking the devil when it's the Lord. And then the Lord gave me a message, God, not the devil. Yeah. Finally, I remember yielding in that big old office. I said, Lord, okay, you know, if you give me X amount of time so I can turn this over to someone that will steward it well. But the moment that I did that, the peace of God, amen, the peace of God began to flood my spirit, man, and my mind, and God began to work things out from there. But, you know, when we resist or try to, you know, do it of our own accord and that, it becomes very difficult, very burdensome. And from that point on, if at the time I could tell you the whole story, how he brought us. Amen. But when we learn or possess the knowledge of his ways, there's always something greater on the other side of your conflict. If God has allowed a conflict, if God has allowed something, the devil can't just do it. It has to filter through God's hands. First of all, it's not going to be a temptation that you're unable to bear. Any temptation, anything comes into your pathway or against you, God has already filtered it. Not going to allow anything to come that you cannot bear. Now, to your flesh may seem unbearable because there's a process of dying to yourself. I know it gets quiet when I talk about that. Tell somebody, you ain't too late. You ain't too old. And you ain't too tired. You are aging backward, not because of vanity. It's not to be vain. Not because of cosmetics, but because of covenant. Listen, you're aging backward because destiny cannot be bound by years. Your destiny, it can't be bound. If God's not finished with you, you ain't going nowhere. Hezekiah, Isaiah came to Hezekiah. He said, get your house in order. You're about to die. But Hezekiah's destiny wasn't fulfilled yet. He went, cried out to God and said, listen, I got a track record with you, Lord. I got an account with you. Before Isaiah got out of the courtyard, he came back and said, God says he's going to add 15 more years. In other words, you'll finish your destiny. You'll finish what God wants you to finish. Listen, tell somebody, you ain't too old. And you ain't too tired. As your days are, so shall your strength be. You know what that means? That means that if I may not have the strength today, I may not even want to do it tomorrow. I know what I got to do tomorrow. I don't want to do it tomorrow. But when tomorrow gets here, as my days are, so shall my strength be. I will walk into the strength. Don't let the devil fool you how you're feeling right now or what it looks like. No, when the time you get there, God's there. He's already gone before you. He's made one. That's why the just shall live by faith. As your days are, so shall your strength be. We operate in a divine exchange. God is the one who renews your bones, restores your flesh, and who strengthens your vision. Tell somebody, I ain't gonna expire with age. Listen, if you understand this, you don't expire with age, you ignite with time. That fire that you have right now, when you first got saved, it was you had a fire then, but it was an uncontrolled fire.
Amen.
You're burning up everything. You on fire. Now you done harnessed that electricity. Turn the lights on and off when you want. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. You enter a room, it changes the atmosphere in the room without words. See, don't let the devil fool you. You have that tenure. You have that authority. You have that demeanor. That's why he tries to make you feel a certain way. But he's a liar. He knows when you conquer time, it's over for him. Well, you know I'm not confined to time. He knows it's over. You done flushed him out. He can't deceive you. His whole thing is about deceit, deception. Doesn't matter, you don't expire with age. You ignite with time. Do you know every day you live, God adds to your testimony? Every wrinkle is not a mark of decay, but a reminder his grace has sustained you. Ah, somebody ought to shout in here. You thought you was over the hill. No, you're at the top of the hill. Amen. The enemy. I really believe, now this is just me, but I believe there's a generation of people coming. And it has to do with the sequel, the next book, Lord willing, The Final Grace, The Manifestation of the Sons. People can call it what they will or may. You know, just an egotistical group of people think that. No, it ain't about that. It's about the kingdom. Yes. And it's about a manifestation. Yes. Eternity's in us. Yes. There's going to come a manifestation. We've had Pentecost. I'm sorry, we've had Passover. Right? You can equate that to being saved. You know, the enemy has to pass over you. Death has to pass over you. We've been delivered from the power of death and brought into a kingdom. But then after that came Pentecost. Amen. The infilling of the Spirit. Passover, Pentecost. But there's another feast yet to be manifested on this day of the Lord. See, we're in the day of the Lord. Thank you. Amen. Somebody back there, anybody? We're in the day of the Lord, and in the day of the Lord, there's a feast called Tabernacles. Passover was 30-fold. Pentecost, 60-fold. The earnest of our expectation. But Tabernacles, this is my belief. You don't have to believe like me. Tabernacles is the 100-fold. I earnestly believe there's going to be a people before Jesus returns that are walking in a fullness as he walked before his crucifixion, burial, and resurrection. Fully man, but full of God. A remnant people. Amen. A remnant people. And not for egotistical. Because anybody that walked with God in any length of time, to whom much is given, much is required. It ain't nothing to glory in or bask in anything that you've done. It's a yieldedness and surrender to him. It's about kingdom. It's about generations following. It's about legacy. It's about establishing the kingdom here in the earth realm. Amen. Tabernacles. Well, we walk in a fullness. See, had the devil known, see, darkness couldn't comprehend light from the beginning. In Genesis, I said this the other day, and maybe some of you heard it, maybe some of you didn't. You know, I like to say things about 20 times, and that way, 5-6 people get, no, I'm just either, we get it. You know, I'm that same way. I've heard stuff down through the years, and I'm just not getting it. Lord, I heard that 20 years ago. but we get it, right? In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. My question, Apostle, was, who was that? Now, I know you know now. I didn't want you to say that. Because somebody don't know that. Get him out of here. No. Somebody always gonna tell. But no, what we need to understand, right? Jesus, that in the beginning God created. That was Jesus. So when these religions say, you know, our religion was thousands of years before Christianity, well, we ain't talking about Christianity here. Because that's a religion too. We talking kingdom. We talking creation. We talking about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Colossians 1:16 says, nothing was created that was not created by him. Everything created was created by him, and it consists in him. That's Jesus. Ah, that sheds a whole lot more light on who it is we are serving. He's not in the manger anymore. So you don't expire with age. You ignite with time. Psalm 103 verse 5 says, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so your youth is renewed like the eagle. Remember the eagle? Come on, tell somebody, I'm getting younger. How do I know? My joy level is increasing. It's becoming more childlike.
Have you heard the call to rise higher? To push past empty religion and into the true grace of God. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. is a powerful new book that shows you how to grow deeper in faith, overcome obstacles, and live as the authentic you. Don't stay stuck on the surface. God is calling you higher and deeper. Apostle Trevor Banks, The Rise of the Remnant, available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.